Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Jeff Phelps, Andy Baskin. We just heard from Browns defensive coordinator Jim Schwartz. We're going to dig into that a little bit more here. Coming up at noon, so about 20 minutes away, Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post, national baseball writer, is going to join us. And then Chris Rose from John Boy Media coming up at 12:40.
I have a bad feeling about the way they're talking about funding the Dome. Remember how we're saying it's unclaimed funds?
Yeah, right? but now we're throwing that out. Are people going to start claiming it?
Yeah, that's
and
what happened.
And they're going to drain it?
A buddy of mine who played minor league hockey just sent me a text. He goes, thanks for doing that. I just found $2,600.
$2,600?
Yeah.
Unclaimed?
Yeah.
By God, I'm going on later today. I might get $14.
You may get $11.
And like it.
That's it. You've got $11.
$2,600.
Yeah, that's what he said. He goes, I can't. Thank you, guys. I'm glad you were talking about that this morning. I just found $2,600.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We are better than like local news stations when they're in sweeps.
Instead of drain the swamp, drain the fund. Go.
Drain the fund.
Go. Get yours.
I wonder how much money comes out of that based on the fact that people are now saying they're going to use unclaimed funds, and all these people are now going to find out if they have them.
If you truly want to stop the Dome, this might be your way of
doing it. Here's your way to do it.
Call your friends.
Chris Renane, call everybody you know.
Chris Renane, get a phone book and work your way down. You got to do this like Navin Johnson and the Jerk giving the checks back to the people for the Omnigram.
What is this phone book you speak
of? Our mutual friend, Chip.
Yeah.
Mainly your friend, but you know he sends me emails.
He's our friend.
Chip says it's a pain in the you-know-what to get your unclaimed funds. And he was telling
me a little work.
Well, he was telling me about it, but then he said he was talking about claiming funds from his father, who is no longer with us.
Yeah.
And I said, somebody I know who's alive and well had a much easier time doing it.
Yes.
So apparently, if you're alive, great. If you're trying to claim unclaimed funds from a deceased relative, a little more hassle. Chip, thank you for that heads up.
But there, when you go to that site, it gives you the option to if someone's deceased. So it's there. It's a very sensitive website.
It's very nice.
It's a sensitive website.
It's very good to know.
Whatever happened to Sensitive Dave? Anyone know where he went?
Dave joins us every once in a while.
Sensitive Dave, we missed you. We need a song.
You can't churn out songs, Andy. I mean, you know, he's not Paul McCartney.
What would be a good Sensitive Dave song? It would have been had to have been a Cavs song during the playoffs. Right?
Could do a stadium song.
Oh, he could do a dome song.
Put together a Claim Your Funds song.
Oh, that would be good.
Claim your funds with a stadium. So
we came into work today. Ohio Bell owed me cash.
Chelsea Janes coming up at noon. We came into work today, and you know Dan is usually laser focused.
I was too. I had all these great lyrics of places that are no longer around Northeast Ohio, but yeah. You just
I think of
blew me when up.
The words laser focused and Baskin have never been in the same sentence.
No,
just laser focused and Menigan have also never been in the same sentence.
Oh, I disagree. I think so. Not today. Because I come into work today.
Yeah.
And Dan, you know, as always, Dan's already here working diligently, right? And he's got a television website up from a TV station, and I recognize it as a Tennessee station.
Mm.
And he's looking at something, and I, what the heck are you doing?
Did you
and
have
Dan,
to sound like you're
Dan
from down
said
south when he said
this?
Guys, there's a zebra on the loose in Tennessee. Someone somewhere in Tennessee had a zebra as a pet, which you are allowed to do in Tennessee by law, along with the fact that you can have a giraffe and an ostrich. So for those of you out there who want your own zoo filled with zoo animals that you can call pets,
better move to Tennessee.
Move to Tennessee. I've heard the Smoky Mountains are nice. So apparently the zebra has gone missing. It was running next to the highway. People have video of this zebra running next to the highway. There are Ring cameras that have this zebra just walking around neighborhoods. They're trying to find this zebra who ran away. And now they're using like drones with like ultra whatever technology inside of them in an attempt to find this zebra. And they're having problems. So there's a wild zebra in Tennessee.
Okay, at this point, I have to just make a public disclaimer that I am not related to Carol Baskin in any way, shape, or form. Okay, just when we get into these crazy animal stories, I am not related to Carol Baskin.
That's an old show that was hot for a while that people haven't paid any attention to.
Yeah, well, guess what? Every once in a while, it pops back up. Although I've heard ice cream jokes more recently than I've heard Carol. But man, during the pandemic, I was all I was saying.
You got that one going off.
Yeah, you really did.
What?
You really did.
I really did what?
You were hearing.
Oh, it's driving me nuts.
It was like, bad.
But yeah. I have nothing to do. By the way.
So how are you supposed to catch a zebra?
In Ohio, you can own a zebra.
You can own a zebra in Ohio?
According to our friends at GeoGold, yes, under current Ohio law, owning
a zebra. Did you find that in the unclaimed funds?
It is right
website.
Next to unclaimed funds.
Use your unclaimed funds to buy a zebra.
Owning a zebra as a pet is allowed. However, Ohio does have a Dangerous Wild Animal Act that bans ownership, trade, and sale of certain exotic and wild animals. Remember that stuff that was Zanesville?
Yeah.
That crazy thing a couple years ago? Yeah.
So this was going on before the show, which, you know, certainly explains the first hour and 45 minutes of the show. But Jeff Thomas threw this out. Jeff said, is a zebra a black animal with white stripes or a white animal with black stripes?
I'll take the gorilla.
And I thought, it's a white animal with black stripes. Dan, what did you say?
I don't remember. I feel like I went against you just for the sake of fun argument.
Yep. Well, guess what? If that was the case, you were correct. According to Jeff Thomas, who found it somewhere, a zebra is actually a black animal with white stripes.
Zebras are black with white stripes. Well,
I think it was according to Jeopardy.
Their white stripes are a pattern of fur. That means that if you completely shave the zebra,
it would be black.
It would appear almost entirely black.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Zebras are a pretty cool animal.
So once they catch that zebra, they need to shave it? Is that what you just said?
Well, then doesn't it become a horse?
Well, kind of, except horses have fur. Don't they? There's hair on a horse.
Correct.
Yeah. A little bit.
So I'm going to register.
Wild zebra. There you have it.
I'm going to register one more complaint while we're down this road.
Oh, good. Can't get enough of those from you.
And the reason why I can
usually
register.
It involves you and me, Andy.
I know.
And the reason I can register this complaint is because we live in the fine state of Ohio, where they found a raccoon with a crack pipe. And then they took the crack pipe away from the raccoon, and he pulled out a second crack pipe. And this became openly known and found everywhere, including an interview with the owner of the raccoon who had the crack pipe.
Oh.
And that is my foundation of the reason why I'm going to say this. You mean to tell me we can't find the owner of the zoo as a local news in Tennessee and stick a camera in front of that person and have them sound like a complete ding-dong for all of our entertainments?
I know what happened to my zebra.
You mean to tell me we can't find one backwoods human to stick a camera in front of going, man, I'm sitting outside my backyard having cigarettes. Sure enough, there done come a zebra. Like, you mean to tell me we can't find one of them?
That's pretty good.
That wasn't bad.
One?
Can I tell you why?
Sure.
Local news ain't what it used to be.
But this is like catnip. Like, you would think there would be somebody in that newsroom.
If you can't cover it from your desk and do a Skype interview, it's not really news. If you can't turn your phone around to do your makeup and make sure you look good before you do a hit on some social media site, it's not news. I'm just saying.
Like, it's always game day in Cleveland.
It's always game day in Cleveland.
Like, if that is the case, then Tennessee, give me a call because I will go down and find the hillbillies.
You can produce down there.
I will find the backwater people to ask these questions to make sure that makes the news. Because that's what people want to hear. It's just the guy who is just in his backyard smoking a cigarette. And sure enough, I'll be there. Multicolored horse.
I think the better question is...
Multicolored horse.
Is a zebra a horse or a donkey? Is it a horse or a donkey?
Apparently, it's related to both.
It is neither a horse nor a donkey.
But it's related to both, isn't it?
While all three belong to the same family.
See?
The equade, E-Q-U-I-D-A-E, equade? Is that what you would say?
Go.
They are distinct species. Zebra are wild species of equine, known for their distinct black and white stripes. Horses and donkeys are also equids, but they are different species with their own unique characteristics. This has been Andy Baskin Reads Google. Thank you.
There's an incredible thought partner.
There's a shtick right there that we can get going. Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post is going to join us in a few minutes. Last night, the Guardians losing in New York to those pesky Yankees, Andy. And
it was a pesky game. It was a good game, but it was a pesky.
Tanner Bibee was terrific.
Yeah, it was,
and you know, it
too many pitches, but it was.
I want to look at it last night and think, well, that was a good baseball game.
It was a good baseball game.
Okay,
it
so really why am I just hung up on all right two runs, just two runs?
I mean, can we give the other team's pitchers credit? Are we allowed to do that? Is that okay?
Yes, you're allowed to do that, except for one thing.
I don't know. Fans don't like to give other teams credit for an ability to accomplish a task.
It's not like we're down.
It's always there.
Five hits, one earned run, one walk.
You're not allowed to give other people. You're not allowed to give other people credit, Andy. It's because your team's broken.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay, so the other team doesn't exist.
That is
correct. I didn't realize that. Jeff, can we give them credit? Rodon was pretty hot last night.
In four of the last eight games, the Guardians have scored two or fewer runs. Scoring runs isn't about, to me, hey, we scored seven today. and two the next day. It's about consistent, and every team has ups and downs. It's just consistently being able to produce some things. I was chatting with a very knowledgeable baseball guy yesterday.
Ding!
And that's a, I don't know if that's a ding.
Yeah, it is ding.
No.
What made them knowledgeable,
that
Jeff?
That feels like an existence of a human being. We all have existence.
What? Let me ask, do they have any professional experience?
Yeah, the guy has a job.
No, baseball. Do they have any baseball professional experience?
Yes.
For sure. Thank you.
And unsolicited, it was, should have drafted Jack Caglione. And Jack Caglione was a first-round pick in last year's draft.
He was what, 0 for 10
yesterday? He was the hitter from Florida who was also a pitcher.
Yeah.
And the Royals just have him hitting right now. And he got called up. And he's the second guy out of that group to get called up. Nick Kurtz was called up by the Athletics. And Nick was from where? Wake Forest. Nick was a power-hitting first baseman from Wake Forest. Caglione from University of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And they're already up in the majors. Now, Kurtz is hurt, but these guys are up already. And our team went for yet another middle infielder. Hopefully, Travis Bezzana heals up. The setback, I would think, Andy, keeps him from having a realistic shot to get to the majors this year. He's out with an oblique. Oblique.
Doesn't everybody have an oblique? How can you be out with something if everyone has
one? I love it when coaches say, he's got a knee. Whoa, thank goodness. Otherwise, he couldn't be a pro athlete otherwise.
Well, it depends on the
competition. Bezzana's out with an oblique injury. So if he's able to get up here this year, good for him. I don't expect that to happen. I don't think you expect that to happen. And when he does come up here, okay, you ended up with a second baseman. Instead of maybe a guy who can really impact the middle of the lineup, or maybe he can. But it's just interesting that two guys already with college experience, and Bezzana has a lot of it. If it weren't for the injury, maybe, except he hadn't been tearing it up, at AA Akron. He'd been okay. Caglione has been tearing it up in the minors. And so he's up now, two guys out of that draft already in the major leagues. And oddly enough, they both happen to be power-hitting first basemen. Chelsea Janes covers baseball for the Washington Post, and she'll join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going up.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.